visiting today with Pleasantville head boys golf coach Sheldon Card. Coach, you know, it's a little bit different conversation this time. We normally are talking baseball together, but, you know, now I've since stepped down from head baseball coach here and into your new role as Pleasantville boys golf coach. Can you kind of talk about what the transition has been like for you and, you know, now stepping into this role?
Yeah, I mean, at first it was just odd to me with the timing, and it's nothing to do with the school or the state, but day one of practice was our first day of spring break. So right away it was kind of like, okay, let's get started, but we're not quite there yet. So it's a learning acquisition for me, but it's been great. I think I can say that because the weather's been nice. You know, if we were in the gym hitting wiffle balls, maybe I would be a little bit more apprehensive, but our team has a great chemistry. They like each other and they really like golf, which is fun. And I've told a lot of people over the last few months, I am a huge proponent of kids playing multiple sports. However, about five of our top eight guys didn't play a fall sport, and they went out there and golfed every day together. And that's going to be huge for our program this year, to be honest with you, that they got as much golf in as they did and became like a team, a package. And so it's fun to watch already just in the short time that we've been together. But very excited about what's to come.
Yeah, and obviously you're a first-year head coach, but familiar with what the program did last year. Can you just talk briefly of how the team finished up last year?
Yeah, you know, they finished fairly decent at the sectional tournament, moved on to districts, and it just wasn't quite the same for them. I know there was some great competition. Unfortunately, because of my baseball roles, I didn't get to see either one of those. But the good part now that we can look back at is they're hungry, they've seen it, they've been there now 2 years in a row. And I think they're to the age where they know what it's gonna take to get to that next level. And it won't be easy, but I do think they have that taste in their mouth, and that's kind of what, you know, what a coach would look for. A coach would want them to want the next thing, and I don't have to talk about goals with them because they have their own, and that's what's gonna be fun.
You know, you mentioned a little bit before the roster about being 20 guys this year. Can you mention a couple key returners that you haven't come back that were in the lineup last year?
Yeah, you know, to finish probably the season, you know, the six ended up kind of all returning in a way, because I think they rotated a couple seniors last year with one of them on the sixth side. But Lucas Klotwijk is our senior, probably our leader. There's more seniors, but he's the one that's returning. Juniors would be Kane Brent, Lincoln Card, Kaylor Jones, sophomores Easton Cox, and Cash Klotwijk, Lucas's younger brother, were six that got a lot of time in, a lot of varsity innings. There I go as a baseball coach, varsity holes in last year. And those guys are obviously looking to be that top six next week. But there's some other guys that are playing well already and that also played a lot of golf, and it's not just those guys. So we got some work to do to figure out where we're at for next week, but those are the six that have put the most into the previous year's roster.
You know, as we record this, we're just a few days removed from coming out of spring break. What are those things that you're kind of working on the most at the beginning parts of practice, and how are you kind of, you know, establishing yourself and getting familiar with the team?
You know, it's just, maybe it's the baseball coach in me or whatever it is, but I kind of like to work backwards. So we're spending a lot of time on the green and around the green. You know, a guy told me one time that, you know, way over 50 to 60% of an amateur's strokes are from 50 in. Well, they're a better golfer than I am, so I'm going to listen to that person. And so we're working a lot on the short game, what you can do around the green, on the green, and how to get better at that. And then we'll move back, but we're spending a lot of time trying to fix a little things here. The mental game when you're there, and how not to let one shot affect the other. But I guess that's my philosophy, is kind of work backwards.
How do you guys, in a way, you know, a lot of your golfers have played other courses that they've played in previous schedules, but how do you almost, as a golf coach, kind of scout an upcoming course that you may play? Of course, they're familiar with Pleasantville's, but other ones.
Sure, just using each other's knowledge. My son included, he's played in a lot of youth tournaments all over, and He's going to be able to be a big factor on that. We have a big, it'll be a fun tournament, but very tough tournament over in Iowa City area at Blue Top Ridge, which I didn't even know existed. But he got to play there, and now we're playing there. So he's, I'm going to use him to kind of explain to the guys what's going on there. And a lot of the guys go on their own over to Boss Landon, and they know that's probably a sectional or a district event for us. They know Lake Panorama like the back of their hand as many times as they've played there the last three times. So honestly, they're going to be better at it than me. I haven't been there in 24 years. So using their knowledge, using their memories, I guess, and just trying to work through some of those things together.
Well, Sheldon, as we kind of wrap up our first Coach's Corner conversation for you as new head boys golf coach, you know, best way the community can support these kids in golf. I know it's a little bit of a different sport than if they were to go out and cheer for a football or baseball game, but how can they support the golfers?
Yeah, you know, people have said that about cross country. And once you go to a cross country meet and see what happens, the excitement is just unbelievable. Everybody cheers for each other. Golf can be that same way, where you might not follow a group. You might stand between three holes and just kind of watch people come in or watch people go out. But it's that same atmosphere where if there's a good shot, everybody lets the student athlete know about it. And it's not just we can only cheer for Pleasantville. And that's another thing that I'm excited for, where the sport I've coached forever, you don't usually cheer for the other team. And so this is going to be fun. I'm very excited about it. But if anybody wants to help grow that sport, you know, just come out to the course and talk to the boys.